But I don't know how nowhere to lay it down here.
Now, would that...
Ain't you never seen pictures of it?
No, I don't think so. They carry them on their head.
I believe there's a picture in that book there.
Were they like wooden buckets?
Yeah, we had wooden buckets.
Uh-huh.
Cedar buckets, and then they had zinc buckets.
Mm-hmm.
They'd carry their water all right. I believe there's a woman carrying water on her head in that book about Baxter County, history of Baxter County.
I'll have to look at that.
I might be mistaken, but I've seen somewhere right here recently.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
Now I don't know. I never seen many that could do that, but they have to have an awful steady nerve.
Oh, I guess so. I don't see how they could do that.
I'd drown myself.
I guess I would.
Well, now they used to do a lot of things back there in the old days.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, they do a lot of things they don't do and they can't do now.
Mm-hmm. Well, now is a bucket and a pail the same thing?
Yeah, I reckon. What I know about it is.
It would be.
Yeah, some of them call them milk pails and.
Yeah, that's now. Would that be bucket. What you carry milk in? I was going to ask you.
Where milk in?
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's they're all the same.
Well, what about what you'd carry stuff to your hogs in? What would you?
We'd call that a slop bucket.
Oh, you call that a slop? Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, now what would they fry eggs in? Like your mother, what would she fry eggs in?
Well, a skillet.
Mm-hmm. What?
A frying pan.
Uh huh. Now,
is
the skillet and frying pan the same?
The name is the same, but they're different.
Oh, but they're different.
Yeah, uh-huh. One frying pan might be several different types
uh-huh.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even these old cast iron skillets.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one in there, I know telling how old it is, and I use it more than I use them.
Oh,
I've got stainless steel, I've got two stainless steel skillets. Then I've got this, I don't know what you call it. It's a frying skillet, all right, but I forget the name of it. But I use that old skillet more than anything. That stuff don't stick to it like it do this. And I bought stainless steel outfit and give a right smart of money for it in my wife's lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't use it too often. It's high-powered price stuff, and good stuff. But it seems like everything wants to stick to it.
Yeah.
Worse.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 'cause of the way I do it.
Yeah.
But she'd use this other porcelain, I believe she'd call that other skillet, Teflon or something like that. Yeah, anyway, it's this. Them old skillets is pretty hard to beat.
Probably ends up being the best one.
I think so. They're the old fashioned.
Old fashioned ones,
yeah.
Sure. It's heavier and everything.
Well, they ain't no heavier than the stainless and steel. Oh. That stainless steel's heavy.
Oh, is it heavy?
Yeah, it's heavy, thick.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, in this house that you lived in when you were a boy, now, did they have a cook stove?
Yeah, they had a wood cook stove.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a wood cook stove on the farm.
You did?
Yeah, they had a range wood cook stove, and it had warming closets up above it.
Oh, it did?
And you keep your food warm in there. Mm-hmm. And it had a reservoir on it, and it held about 5 or 6 gallons of water, and it'd be hot water all the time. We had just about everything we have with this electric stove.
Mm-hmm.